BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Higher Education has warned against criminality after the temporary suspension of contact classes at the Durban University of Technology following a violent protest. Students have been protesting against registration and accommodation challenges, which they say are a result of delayed NSFAS funds. In a statement earlier this week, DUT said classes would be online until further notice. The department's Marcia Sotligwa says perpetrators will be criminally charged.
We are going to encourage the university to work closely with SAC. We understand the criminal elements were wearing baklavas, for instance, so they could not identify them. We are very concerned about that, particularly for first-year students. That would be a really negative experience. We are hoping the university will keep us up to date.
The department has also warned that landlords found guilty of sexual exploitation allegations at the eThekwini TVET College will be blacklisted. This week, allegations surfaced through a Sunday World report that some students awaiting funds from NSFAS have been coerced into providing sexual favours in exchange for accommodation. Speaking at UKZN yesterday, NSFAS Administrator Freeman Nomvalo says those found guilty will be prosecuted.
We condemn this with the contempt it deserves. There should be no reason why this happens. We urge students to be able to come forward and report through their leaders so that we can investigate and assist students in prosecuting these matters. We also want to offer students who have been victims of such incidences support.
Two suspects linked to the attempted murder of a SARS advocate will remain behind bars after they were denied bail by the Durban Magistrate Court. In July, advocate Corith Nordia was ambushed by gunmen in Umhlanga while investigating a tax case involving a prominent Durban businesswoman. She escaped with injuries to her neck and mouth. The suspects, Mqebisi Rune and Sianda Mbulwana, were in the dock yesterday. KZN NPA spokesperson Natasha Kara.
Bail was refused for both the accused in this matter, and the case was remanded to the 28th of March 2025 for further investigations.
And finally, UK doctors have achieved a world first in preserving sight in young children who have a rare genetic condition. It's through the use of gene therapy, as Sky's Laoshi McKenna reports.
A rare, severe retinal dystrophy causes blindness within the first few years of life. But it's now thought a one-hour procedure could change that. It's by injecting healthy copies of the affected gene into the back of one eye to kickstart sensitivity. Following the operation at London's Great Ormond Street Hospital, those who took part are now able to see shapes, find toys, recognise faces, and in some cases, read and write. Specialists hope the treatment will be made widely available.
Your top story this hour, higher education has warned against criminality after the temporary suspension of contact classes at DUT following violent protests. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.